On the news of Thabo Bester, or the confirmation of the news of Thabo Bester's escape from Mangaung private maximum security prison, many people were shocked. We have private prisons in South Africa. Yes, we do. We have one in Mangaung, another one in Limpopo. And there are also smaller, largely juvenile detention facilities that I know of also in the Northern Cape province. But Ruth Hopkins is an investigative journalist who just recently launched a book called The Misery Merchants, Life and Death in a Private South African Prison, and tells what is the shocking story of the Mangaung prison. Ruth, thanks so much for joining us. I remember I sat in Parliament, it was many, many years ago, when the Department of Correctional Services briefed the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee saying this is going to revolutionize how we do prisons in South Africa. A private-public partnership, it takes the burden off the state. We're going to pay a private contractor to run these prisons, and they're going to be the best prisons because people are going to be rehabilitated. They'll live with a certain level of comfort that maintains their basic rights, and this could be a model for correctional services in the country. But according to your book, that hasn't necessarily been the case in the private prison system in South Africa, has it, Ruth?
No, good morning. No, not at all. And yeah, the private prisons were introduced as a way to tackle overcrowding of prisons in South Africa. Prisons are terribly overcrowded, and Mangaung Prison and Kutama Sintumele in Limpopo, they're indeed not overcrowded. They're contractually bound to house a certain number of inmates. But yeah, that is the only good thing about these prisons. Well, I can't really speak for Kutama Sintumele, but Mangaung Prison, at least, is a very violent, abusive place where I've documented years and years and years of widespread torture, forced injections with antipsychotic drugs, assault, lengthy isolation. It was a completely lawless place.
And when we spoke to correctional services earlier this week, who then has ultimate control and authority? It's run by a private security company, G4S, but correctional services says that it has personnel based there to look over the administration of justice in this prison. How do they then actually work if we have you documenting serious cases of prisoner abuse, but the South African Department of Correctional Services, that they have final mandate over what happens in particularly private prisons?
Indeed, the ultimate accountability should rest with them. They should hold the company accountable, but they haven't. I mean, in 2013, G4S lost control of the prison. DCS took over, and also following my investigation, they said, we're going to investigate all these documented wrongdoings and human rights violations, and we're going to write an investigation report and change everything. And they then just sat on that investigation report, and I had to go through the court. It took nearly 6 years to access that report. And also nothing changed. They took over, and the torture continued, the corruption continued, the abuse of inmates continued, and I think the only explanation is corruption.
Do you think corruption?
There's money involved.
Do you, particularly in the Thabo Bester case, Ruth?
Yeah, I think money speaks louder than morals. Money speaks louder than human rights. And I think with the Thabo Bester case, I mean, you have to remember that the employees who helped him escape were paid handsomely, and they work for a company that is profit-driven. They work for a company that derives profit off the incarceration of South Africans, actually off the incarceration of people worldwide, because they run a global prison operation. And so that's their motive. That's how they earn money. So it should come as no surprise that employees in this company have exactly the same attitude.
You also write that they may be, along with corrupt links, but corrupt links to members of parliament, members connected to the ruling party. What have you uncovered?
Yeah, I'm not sure I came across any links to members of parliament, but the prison contract is in hands of Bloemfontein Correctional Contracts, BCC, and that is run by Papi Mokoena, who is an ANC member who used to be the mayor of Bloemfontein, and his brother, Lebogang Mokoena. And previous shareholders have been a former National Commissioner of Correctional Services, as well as Tabani Jali, who ran the Jali Commission in the early 2000s into prison corruption. He was at some point in time also a shareholder. So there are very close links to the ANC, and they are actually the financial power behind this this prison. They derive a massive profit off this prison. They and G4S together. So it's kind of business and government in bed together, and that's also kind of business as usual.
Does this see the end or the start of the conversation to essentially undo the private prison system in South Africa? We have two private prisons. We have a few juvenile detention facilities that also have been outsourced to private countries. We know that G4S, their contract is more than likely not going to be renewed. In fact, they've said so they won't seek a renewal of their contract. Is this the start of the conversation of totally dismantling that private public partnership in this correctional services space once and for all?
I personally don't understand how G4S still has the contract. And I would say, yes, there needs to be a public inquiry, something like the Zondo Commission, looking into what these private companies have been getting up to, especially G4S. In my book, Misery Merchants, I document a really long trail of abuse and really severe human rights violations since the prison opened in 2001. It's been going on in plain sight, in broad daylight, and there's been zero accountability. So, yeah, I would say this needs a very serious discussion and a public inquiry, and this company needs to be held accountable.
Ruth Hopkins, investigative journalist, recently launched book Misery Merchants. It's an expose into the conditions of Mangaung private prison run by private security firm G4S on behalf of the South African government. It's all tied to this conversation of Thabo Bester coming to the fore over the last few weeks. If you have any thoughts, any calls, 021-446-0567.